Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
The Old Testament lesson for today is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 18 through 22. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt upon its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, and the voices of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be one of themselves. Their ruler shall come forth from their midst. I will make him draw near, and he shall approach me. For who would dare to approach of himself to approach me, says the Lord? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle lesson is recorded in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, through chapter 2, verse 7. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the divine office, which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, and the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me. For I want you to know how greatly I strive for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged as they are knit together in love, to have all the riches of assured understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with beguiling speech. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Here ends the epistle. You rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel for today is recorded in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you that here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and of him who takes away your goods, do not ask them again. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and to the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Here ends the gospel lesson. We continue with the next few.
may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in his sight. From our gospel pericope, or rather from the epistle pericope, Colossians 1, selected verses. Of this church I was made a minister. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. My fellow redeemed, we are ministers, servants, proclaimers, teachers of the love of God in Jesus Christ. The process is noted here. From one translation it was, we became, we were made ministers. According to God's riches, it was given as a gift to me. We are not ministers because we simply made a decision. And we certainly do not make ourselves ministers. It was given according to the working of our gracious God. The fact is, we are ministers made so by the Master. And our purpose is outlined. We are to manifest the mysteries of God. We are to visualize, to unveil the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are by all means at our disposal to point to him, to reveal the Redeemer, to show the Savior. And that process is further described with such words as admonishing and teaching with all wisdom. We use the words of God in order to bring home the love of God. We do that in various forms. We encourage, we admonish, we blame. We use pointed words to bring the monitions of God to the hearts of men. We appeal to the mind as well as the emotions. We point to Jesus Christ. We warn, we console. We teach. We warn, we console. We teach. We use whatever knowledge we have, whatever training is ours, to preach, to counsel, to exhort, to admonish, to instruct. And it is done, according to this text, with a wholeheartedness, with all the vim and vigor and that we've been mustering. We expend energy and sweat. We endure strain and pressures of all sorts as ministers in order to manifest the mystery of God's love. It is not a mystery, of course. No longer, anyway. The mystery is the love of God in Christ Jesus. They are marvelous. And the object of our ministry are all those saints who need to understand the mystery of God's love. So we share them in whatever way we can, with the best communication at our fingertips. We seek to unveil that love of God which is beyond our understanding, all the riches of it, all the glory of it, and all the hope of it, as our text says. There is splendor in the mystery of God. With Paul, we preach Christ and him crucified. Now, we share this all with the saints for another purpose. Our text says that they may be complete, mature, perfect, if you will, in Christ. God wants people to attain the object of his love. Salvation, and eternal home in Jesus Christ. And so as ministers, we help to equip. We are involved in that process. We share the words of God in order to build God's people on a firm foundation with steadfastness and a firmness of faith. We become protectors, under-shepherds. We use the words of God, gospel and law, in order to warn people against the perversion persuasive arguments. A good good reminder on a day of theological reflection. We seek, using the words of God, to armor God's people against the intrusion of delusions. And we do it in order that they may be complete in Christ. We are, as it were, vendors of his words, involved in that vital connection that exists between the sheep and the shepherd, between the children and the father, between the saints and the spirit. We promote that life-giving connection with the word and the sacraments. We bring to bear the glory of God's gifts, specified in his Son Jesus Christ, to the point of pain and trouble in the lives of his people. How vital is that connection? And it is our privilege and joy to be involved in it. In the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that's a movie for some of you who do not attend, there was a manifestation of some kind of divine-like power at the end of the movie. It was awesome. Destructive. It was one huge zap. But our calling is so much more than that, according to our text. We are involved in that connection between God and man where we unveil the grace of God. Baptism, the forgiveness of sins, the kingdom, covenant, body, blood. We are involved in the connection where God descends and touches his people with his blessing and his power. And that is a zap with a difference in. And we are privileged, highly privileged, as priests and prophets, as proclaimers in that synaptical connection between God and his people. We are involved with that chemical connection whereby God comes to his people and fills them with the wonder of his love. We are directing traffic in the center of God's filling love. That's our calling and our privilege. And in that twilight time of your life, whenever it may be, when the Lord calls you home to be forever with him in the unending end that never ends. Whether at that time you are young or old, or in control of your faculties, or whether you are not, would make no difference. You would want to be found faithful to him and to this message. You will want to be known as one who spoke with all the vim and vigor that you have of this mystery, this message that centers in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. We point to him. We learn for him. And we contend for him. We may even become stubborn and resolute with words for him. And we do not compromise one iota of his word. We sweat and strain. We endure frustrations and manipulations and misunderstandings. And we count it a joy, for we are involved with the message of the mystery of God's love to his people. We direct saints to him, for we know that in him and in him alone are all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God. We play his trumpet. We sing his melodies in order that he may be magnified and the full sweet sounds of salvation can be heard by his people. And that is our privilege, and that is our joy, and that is our responsibility and our prerogative and our challenge. And it has been given to us. We were made ministers to manifest these mysteries. So between the now and the then, we strive. We listen to the sound of his voice. We even hear the faint echoes of bygone years and days. We tread the histories of people that are long since dim, but fresh to us by the words of the Scriptures. We study text. We learn doctrine. We even take the painful process of learning other languages so that we may know and understand Him and His message and His mystery. And it is our privilege through our study and our continued study, I might add, to meditate with Him in the morning mist on the Lake Paul Gallery. It is our privilege to hear the sound from His lips of mercy and love, a wonder from this stepson of Joseph the carpenter. And we can join in the exuberant sounds of the multitudes in praise to Him. Through our studies, we walk with Him on the paths that cross the Mount of Olives. And we hearken to the action and the emotions and the flow and the ebb and tide of words in His condemnation. And we tread the winepress with Him. We travel to the place called Skull. We attend the sounds of execution. We peer into the empty tomb, and we know, by God's grace, we know by faith, that it is all for us and for all the saints, and the mystery is no longer a mystery. And it is our privilege to say that, to speak it, to share it, to shout it, to sing it, and so to join in the paths of the apostles and the prophets. But the fact is that we are ministers made by the Master to manifest the marvelous mysteries of God's love to His saints. God grant that that is precisely what we do. Amen.
Prayer is requested for Ruth Rogers, daughter of Ray and Robin Rogers, who will be having tubes placed in her ears today at Christian Northwest Hospital. O Lord, You are the healer, the great physician. You touch and there is healing. You speak and there is peace. Grant unto Your servant that peace and also healing. We place her into Your hands, the hands of a gracious God, who is now leading us all home. Amen. O Lord, we stand before You. You are the beginning, the middle, the end. You are holy. Lead us by Your Spirit. Help us. Be our strength. Renew and quicken us. Give us the bread of life. Gather our thoughts and keep us from wandering and weariness. Preserve us from the curse of much speaking and from the death of vain busyness. Let all that we do and say be done in spirit and in truth. Keep Your love ready and willing to serve You among Your flock. And in the midst of all our labor, You are our refuge and peace. You strengthen us anew daily from the living fountain. There is no end to Your mercy. Remind us that we are ministers, so made by Your grace to reveal the wonderful mysteries of Your love in Jesus Christ for the benefit of Your saints. Praise, honor, and glory be to You, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. By Your mercy, accept our ministries to the praise of that glory. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the blessing of the Lord. May God be within you to refresh you and before you to guide you. behind you to support you. May he surround you to protect you, be above you to bless you, and beneath you to hold you in his loving hand. So may the blessing of God, the creating Father, Jesus, the redeeming Son,